Now to a story of a fallen hero. In Argentina, Captain Pedro Giacchino has long been remembered as the first to die in his country's failed invasion of the Falkland Islands. That was 30 years ago tomorrow. But recently, human rights groups discovered that the iconic figure of sacrifice in the war with Britain had also been a henchman in Argentina's brutal military dictatorship. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story.
Carlos Diaz, a leading human rights activist in the city of Mar del Plata, walks gingerly into the city council, a dimly lighted chamber that is a sort of microcosm of Argentina's once violent past. On two walls are solemn photographs of soldiers, heroes killed in Argentina's ill-fated war over the Falklands. And on a third wall, there are 433 black and white photographs of young men and women from this orderly city on the Atlantic coast.
Y vemos lo que nosotros llamamos el mural presente ahora y siempre.
What we see here, says Diaz, are those who were disappeared or executed in Mar del Plata. He's talking about people who were interrogated by the military and killed, their bodies secretly buried or tossed over the Atlantic from aircraft. One of those accused of participating in the crimes is the war hero Pedro Giacchino. Until recently, he hadn't been seen as a criminal at all. A naval officer, dashing in dress whites, Giacchino led the first group of soldiers onto the Falklands on April 2, 1982. The British fought back, as told in a BBC documentary.
In April 1982, an invasion by Argentina provoked one of the most ambitious military undertakings in British history.
Giacchino died in his first encounter, trying to take the governor's home. In the aftermath, music here in Argentina was composed to honor his bravery. Roads and schools were named after him, there was a stamp in his honor, and a photograph of him was placed here on the wall of City Hall in Mar del Plata. That is, until Carlos Diaz and others began to unearth stories about Giacchino's past and had the photo taken down. If Giacchino hadn't died, says Diaz, he'd have been convicted for crimes. Among those who have direct knowledge of Giacchino's dark past is Gabriel de la Valle. He survived two military interrogations.
Esa cara no me la voy a olvidar nunca.
I'll never forget that face, never, De La Valle, now a psychologist, says. It was the person who interrogated me in the naval base. In a country still wrestling with the ghosts of the past, Giacchino still has some strong supporters, like his daughter. Karina Giacchino, now 37, is raising three daughters.
Solo veo como un héroe, creo que...
I see him as a hero, she says. He gave his life for his troops. He completed his operation. Karina Giacchino says the military that ruled Argentina made mistakes, including the Falklands invasion. But she says losing the war was not the most important thing, because so much else was lost in Argentina in those years. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.